I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Let's head to Florida for the first dummy. A Florida man was arrested after performing movie-type car stunts in a grocery store parking lot. The guy was drifting and speeding in his orange Scion.
Yes.
Ooh. Get it, guy.
Get it
with
the Scion.
Would that turn you on, like if a guy can whip his car and do those donuts and just make smoke burn?
Yes.
That's so, so hot. Cops saw that. They were right across the street. The man nearly hit a vehicle as several people watched.
Ooh.
The officer stopped the man short time later and found a bag of cocaine inside his car. He was charged with reckless driving and facing drug charges. Once again, like, okay, you're going to be a dumbass and drive around a parking lot like, woo, look what I can do with my Scion. Why do you got to have the coke on you?
It all makes sense, though. Cocaine and that kind of behavior makes sense.
Yeah, where are you going to put the coke?
I don't know. In a safe spot where if you get pulled over, cops won't find it?
Somebody will take it.
I don't know. Hide it. Put it in the ground. Do what my grandparents did. Bury it with their money. Something. Let's see. Let's go across the sea to Ireland for this next dummy of the day. A guy named Martin from Ireland took his wife Kathleen out for their 42nd birthday last year. That's so nice for her 42nd birthday. That's a nice guy. He took her to a bar.
Okay.
So she could watch him play pool with his friends.
No.
You know this is going to end bad. She's already upset. That birthday surprise, well, it made her pretty angry. And when Martin said hi to a woman named Michelle, Kathleen snapped and beat up Michelle on the spot.
Oh, man, he deserves it.
It's like, hi, Michelle. Oh, hell no. She snapped.
Or she deserves it.
Yeah, not the poor woman. Oh, by the way, this woman right here that she had to go with her husband on her birthday to the pool hall, like where they're doing their stuff. She has 10 kids. So like the one day for her to get away, relax, and enjoy it, she's got to go follow her husband to watch him play pool.
She has a right to be angry, but she should have taken her anger out on the guy.
Yeah, Kathleen was in court earlier this month, and she pled guilty to assault. She didn't have any priors, so she got a $600 fine, and she's banned from going to any bars for a year. I like how they do it in other countries, too. It's not just like, hey, you can't go to Joe's bar for a year or for life. It's like any bar. Like, do they have your photo up on the wall? Like, oh, here she comes. Here's Kathleen.
Yeah, how are they going to know?
I don't know. And this one right here, Alex, is really dangerous. Luckily, nobody lost an eye or anything. Cops in Colorado showed up to a house to investigate a possible break-in. This happened on Monday after the burglar alarm went off. So they get the notification. They end up showing up. Well, good thing is it ended up not being a break-in, but they did have a run-in with the homeowner who was kind of upset and crazy. 45-year-old Leonard was home when they got there, but he didn't say he was the owner. Like, that's the first thing I would do. Cops get there like, oh, hey, what's going on? I'm Joe. I live here.
Right.
But he didn't say that. He's just yelling at him and stuff. Well, that wasn't good. So they thought he was the burglar and ordered him, come outside with your hands up. He said, hell no. He refused and then went back inside.
Ooh.
And then they went after him. Like, well, we're not going to let this guy like barricade himself in. So his response as they come running in, he starts shooting fireworks off at them. At that point, the cops were like, oh, get out of here. So they ran back outside. Then he followed them out and shot more fireworks at him. So I don't know if he had like bottle rockets or like, I don't know what he was holding.
Yikes.
Roman candles,
he's
something
so
like that.
He didn't get shot because the cops easily could have at first thought that was gunfire.
I'm not done with the story yet.
Oh.
So they released a dog on him, which chased him back inside. And during all the chaos, one of the fireworks he shot actually set his house on fire.
Holy crap.
I mean, those things are dangerous. They get hot, they get warm, and there's flames. He had to run outside because of all the smoke, and the police dog took him down. Firefighters eventually got the fire out an hour later.
Wow.
Yeah. Luckily, no one was hurt except for Leonard, who had to be treated for some dog bites and smoke inhalation. His house, though, was damaged, and actually, let me correct that. Somebody was hurt. Unfortunately, his cat didn't make it out of the house fire.
Oh, the cat. What an idiot. He must have had a psychotic break or something. I don't understand why he started acting like that.
Yeah, he's not doing well. He's facing charges now for arson, cruelty to animals, reckless endangerment, resisting arrest. The photo, though, is just like, you're like, oh, my God. It's like looking like a news station or somebody took it or the police. Like, you see, like, all the smoke coming out like it's a concert or something. There's fireworks shooting off.
Good grief.
And he's laying on the
ground.
It's a
Super Bowl halftime show.
It is. Watch out. Justin Timberlake's got nothing on that. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.